last night. Can you explain your feeling last night to tonight?
Well, you're frustrated now, and we are offensively frustrated. We the numbers end up being we had 84 attempts at the puck at the net, which means we're in the right end of the ice. And then, again, we got a lot of pucks sitting around that crease. We're just having a heck of a time banging them in. And that gets frustrating. It wears on your offensive guys because they want to produce to help the team win. And so you get... I mean, we're shooting the puck the way we want to shoot it. We'd like to get a clearly a 32 block. You got to get them off quicker or change the angle. But our offensive game, the efforts there, the finish isn't.
You come off a road win, then you get a power play going. You must feel like things are going
in the right direction. Well, they were. I mean, we had two real good power plays to start that game, came very close to scoring on the first one and scoring a goal. And you know, I thought, you know, had a good jump in that first period. We didn't look like the team that had played the night before. We had lots of going on. And couldn't build on the momentum, and that's the difference. You know, that second one was right there all night, and we just couldn't finish on it.
How do you keep from getting frustrated when you have four straight games where you say you play very well, and you do, and to only get 2 points to show for it?
Well, we've got to just reinforce the things that are done right, and clearly we're going to have to find a slightly different way to get to the net and how we get our timer pucks to the net. But we had a lot of pucks going back to the point, but we ended up with four defensemen who had a shot on goal. So we've got to get those pucks off differently from our back end, and then we have to position ourselves maybe a little differently in front. But we had good net traffic. And we had a lot of bodies in the paint at a lot of different times, and the pucks got to go.
Paul, is it a matter of staying with the guys you have in the same configurations, or is there a time when you say, okay, we're getting down to single digits. If we're not getting the results, maybe they're a tinker.
Well, we used a different power play unit with good results. They didn't go out the third one because they had just come off the ice. You know, our six offensive forwards in those two roles, we changed them again, put Rutu back in the middle, and we've got to... So the end of it is it just the finish, or is it how the puck is getting to the finish? You know, if the shot totals were the other way, I'd say, well, we clearly got to break everything up, but there's also so many different ways that you can do this.
Bowman did give you
a
nice
played,
bit of jump.
Yeah, he played a lot, and you know, he played almost 12 minutes, so he did get more and put him into kind of a top nine rotation and did some good things, yeah.
You're asking a lot of Eric Stalling. He's playing a lot of minutes. Can you sense him wearing down a little bit? I know that
I thought his, you know what, I thought his best game the other day that he's played a long time was against Columbus, you know, on 3-4 and back-to-back. We are asking a lot of him, especially when we get into a face-off situation where, man, we pushed him hard at the end tonight. He won't skate tomorrow and probably not the morning skate the next day. But we're searching for goals, and he's the big dog. So,
The numbers
haven't been there, but he's not sitting on the end of the bench now.
Thank you.